ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। रोमपाद नष्टप्रयेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30 एंड 31। मृणाल गौरम बोलिए, सेकंड वाला बोलेंगे, फर्स्ट वाला बोलेंगे नहीं, ठीक है। मृणाल गौरम सितिवास संस्पृहत किरीट केयूर कतित्र कंकणम प्रसन्न वक्त्रा अरुणलोचनमृतम ददर्श सिद्धेश्वर मंडलै प्रभुम। ट्रांसलेशन। अपॉन रीचिंग द शेल्टर ऑफ लॉर्ड शेषा द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड चित्रकेतु सा दैट ही वॉज एज व्हाइट एज द फाइबर्स ऑफ अ लोटस फ्लावर। He was dressed in bluish garments and adorned with brilliantly glittering helmet, armlets, belt and bangles. His face was smiling and his eyes were reddish. He was surrounded by such exalted, liberated persons such as Sanat Kumara. Text 31. Tad darshana dvashta samasta kilbisha swasta amala अंतकरणा अव्यायत मुनिहि प्रवृद्ध भक्त्या प्रणय आश्रुलोचना प्रहृष्ट रोमा अनामत आदि पुरुषम तद्दर्शन द्वष्ट समस्त किल विषयी तद्दर्शन त्वष्ट तमस्त किल विषय स्वस्तमलांत करणयो अभियान मुनि स्वस्तमलांत करणो अभियान मुनि प्रवृद्ध भक्त्या प्रणया सुलोचना प्रवृद्ध भक्त्या प्रणयाश्रुलोचना प्रहृष्ट रोमानमत आदि पुरुषम प्रहृष्ट रोमद अनमद आदि पुरुषम तद्दर्शन द्वष्ट समस्त किल विषय स्वतामलालंकरण द्रुव्यान मुनि प्रवृद्ध भक्त्या प्रणयाश्रुलोचना प्रहृष्ट रोमानमाद आदि पुरुषम। लेडीज ओके तद्दर्शना बाय द साइट ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड द्वष्टा डिस्ट्रॉयड समस्त किल्बिषा हैविंग ऑल सिंस स्वस्था हेल्थी अमला एंड प्योर अंतकरण द कोर ऑफ हूज हार्ट अव्यायात अप्रोच्ड फेस टू फेस मुनि द किंग वाज साइलेंट ड्यू टू फुल मेंटल सेटिस्फैक्शन प्रवृद्ध भक्त्या विथ एन एटीट्यूड ऑफ इंक्रीज्ड डिवोशनल सर्विस प्रणया श्रुलोचना विथ टीयर्स इन हिज आईज because of love pravrisht aroma his hair standing on end due to jubilation anamat offered respectful obeisances adipurusham unto the expansion of the original personality translation and purport by divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada As soon as Maharaj Chitraketu saw the Supreme Lord, he was cleansed of all material contamination and situated in his original Krishna consciousness, being completely purified. He became silent and grave, and because of love for the Lord, tears fell from his eyes and his hair stood on end. With great devotion and love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead. Please repeat. As soon as Maharaja Chitraketu saw the Supreme Lord, he was cleansed of all material contamination and situated in his original Krishna consciousness, being completely purified. He became silent and grave, and because of love for the Lord, tears fell from his eyes. And his hair stood on end. With great devotion and love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead. Purport. The word Tad Darshana Tvashta Samasta Kilbishai is very important in this verse. If one regularly sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the temple, one will gradually be disinfected of all material desires simply by visiting the temple and seeing the deity. When one is freed from all the results of sinful activities, one will be purified. And with a healthy mind, completely cleansed, he will increasingly make progress in Krishna consciousness. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोबीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुत पदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितां तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सगण श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत श्रीराधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरंगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिय वृंदाय तुलसीदेव्याय प्रियाय केशवस्य च कृष्ण भक्ति प्रदे देवी सत्यवत्यै नमो नमः वांछा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 रामा राम रामा हरे हरे I want to offer my humble obeisances to all the assembled devotees here and the host of demigods and all the exhausted Vaishnavas hearing this on the air. There are many devotees hearing the lecture also on the air. I want to offer my humble obeisances to them. And Hindi translation is available. If I speak in English itself, it won't be Bhagavatam. If I speak in Hindi, I don't know what it will be. He's there. Hindi is there. Translation. So, it's true, one should be able to speak in many languages. I'll try to say something in Hindi, if possible. How many people, everybody, whoever needs translation is there or sitting here? Kindly move that. I'll take questions in Hindi. So, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Prabhupada's greatest contribution. Right in the lobby, there's a very nice description about Prabhupada's achievements. About 14 points are written there. Prabhupada is not simply to be considered as an exclusive property of pure devotees. That may be true. He may be the best of the Paramahamsas. But that's not make Prabhupada unavailable to others. Prabhupada is available to everyone. That is his greatness. Not that he has become an exclusive property of, you know, few people in the world. It's not like that. He broke that idea that highest spiritual attainment should be limited to few people. He broke that idea. That has been the biggest issue. Is spiritual life open to one and all, or it is restricted? That controversy is still there. Is it open to all, or it is restricted? Jare deko tare kaho Krishna upadesh. But manushyanam sarasreshu kaschid yatiti siddhiye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mameti tatvata. So is it open to all or it is restricted? That's an eternal question. But Prabhupada made himself open to all. I'm going to read one sentence from verse 26, the purport, where Prabhupada says how it is open to all. Text 26, same chapter. As long as one is very much attached to material enjoyment, one cannot concentrate his mind on the subject matter of devotional service. As long as one is very much attached to material enjoyment, one cannot concentrate his mind on the subject matter of devotional service. The Krishna conscious movement is progressing successfully in the Western countries at the present moment because the youth in the West have reached the stage of vairagya or renunciation. They are practically disgusted with material pleasure from material sources. And this has resulted in a population of hippies throughout the Western countries. Now, if these young people are instructed about bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, the instruction will certainly be effective. It's an amazing compliment for the hippie community that they are spoken favorably in Bhagavatam purport. Prabhupada has not glorified so much technocrats, scientists, administrators, and what have you. But Prabhupada has glorified the hippie movement. Prabhupada made two different comments about the hippies. When Prabhupada asked about the hippies, Prabhupada opened his eyes as big as Jagannath's eyes and said, "Hippies? Something extraordinary." So it is probably not within the, 400,000 varieties of human beings. But at the same time, Prabhupada also glorified hippies when he was asked, why did he choose to go to the hippie community in America? Because he said, they are doing some things the Indian boys cannot do. The Indian boys cannot give up their attachment to the parents. But the hippies have given up their attachment to the parents. The biggest stumbling block for the Indian boys is attachment to the parents. But the hippies have given up their attachment to the parents. So Prabhupada found out one best quality, no matter how many bad qualities hippies had. He said, this is their best quality. They don't say, I have to take care of my parents. But in India, that's a big issue. That is the reason we are proposing Sthane Stita Srutigatan Tanvan Manubi. Because in India, that is the only thing that will work. You can't shake people from their association with the family. But the hippies had that advantage. And Prabhupada could send them anywhere he wanted. Three couples Prabhupada chose. And each one of them was successful. This verse, Pumsasriya Mithini Bhava Metam Tayor Mito Hridya Grandhi Maho Griha Kshetra Sutta Aptavitte Janasya Mohoyam Aham Mameti. In today's purport, Prabhupada mentions, one will gradually be disinfected of all material desires simply by visiting the temple and seeing the deity. So this word, one will be gradually disinfected. Then Prabhupada writes, when one is freed from all result of sinful activities, one will be purified with a healthy mind, completely cleansed. He will increasingly make progress in Krishna consciousness. So the two key words are disinfected and purified. So we always talk about purification, but we don't talk about what is the contamination. The contamination enters through mind, because soul cannot be contaminated. And the body is made up of panchabhuta and three modes. That is not going to change. Body is always made up of panchabhuta and the three modes. So that cannot be changed. Only the mind can change. How the mind can change? By purifying the modes and coming to the platform of Vishuddha Sattva. The Vishuddha Sattva is the platform on which actually one can begin Krishna conscious activities, devotional activities. It is true, the mind is in between the body and the soul. The mind takes over the activities of the soul and pretends to act like the soul. The mind is very clever to act like the soul. It duplicates. It makes us believe that mind is actually our main support. Whereas actual support is from the soul for Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada says this knot in the heart of the relationship between man and woman this knot in the heart. It cannot be purified by any amount of material education, by any amount of mannerism, any amount of polite society. This Hridaya Ganti cannot be removed. And that is the main infection. Jiva is also Prakriti, but superior Prakriti. But it is Prakriti. So whenever we get attracted to Prakriti, and whenever we want to enjoy that, we are posing a challenge to Krishna. We are not only individually envious of Krishna, individually vimukha. Not only individually we are vimukha. As a family also, we have turned our face away from Krishna. When a boy and a girl get married, people gather there and wish them not much spiritual. They don't wish not much spiritual. They wish them all material success. That means they are beginning their life with an idea of material life. Whereas actual marriage is yagya. It is vivaha yagya. So yagya means yagyo by Vishnu. That means the purpose of marriage is to please Vishnu. Lakshmi Narayan. That is the purpose of the marriage. But the atmosphere in the modern world, it is so much against worshipping the Supreme Lord. It is geared. Everything is geared to take you away, not to entertain any idea. In Bhagavad Gita, even that verse, Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam Raja, Krishna somewhere slips it in. He is slipping it in. Because he gives so many different options. If you can't do this, do this. 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 If you can't do... Krishna is not directly telling you, forget all these things. He is indirectly telling, Yanti Deva Vrita Devan, Pitri Yanti Pitri Vritan, Bhutani Yanti Bhutyajya. He is going in a very roundabout way. Because we are not going to hear willingly, straight away to tell. And then he says, it is better to be a tapasvi than a karmi. It is better to be a jnani than a tapasvi. It is better to be a yogi than a jnani. And of all the yogis, Yoginam api sarvesha madgate rantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yoman samayukta tamomata. Krishna is pussyfooting. You know what pussyfooting means? Pussyfooting means you want to say something, you want to... He's not directly coming and saying that you do like this. Because the jiva is already vimukha. Jiva is already turned away from. Once Prabhupada was asked, why Indians cannot take to Krishna consciousness? Why you have to come to the West? Prabhupada gave a wonderful reply. Krishna is here and Indians are very close, but they are facing this way. Krishna is here and Indians are very close to Krishna, but they are facing this way. And you people are far away, but you are facing Krishna from there. So my hope is, when the Indians are looking at you, because they are facing towards you, Indians are facing towards you, and when you see Krishna from a distance, Krishna will be reflected through you to them. Because we want to become totally westernized. So I am come here to make the Westerners to take to Krishna consciousness. This very building is meant for that. Prabhupada built this building for Westerners to come and stay here. And the Westerners will come only when there is good hygiene, proper facilities available. So Prabhupada said, I am not building this temple for Indians. I am building this temple for the Westerners. They will come and learn Vedic culture. And when Indians see they are coming and learning Vedic culture here, then they will come back to Vedic culture. So the first infection of the mind is to get carried away by the Vedic Western culture. I say three things to people. When you put your child in the hostel, you lose your child. How many of you understand that? When your child is sent to the hostel, I'm not talking about the college hostel. In college hostel, the Hare Krishna youth preachers go. There is some chance. I'm talking about the school hostel. When you put your children in the school, even if you put them in the school, it's quite a bit of a risk. Especially in the hostel, it's a big risk. So you lose your children. Your children are not your children. When you put your money in the bank, you lose control over the money. Because the bank can lend that money to all nonsense. Liquor industry, slaughterhouse, gambling, five-star hotel. You may be thinking, I put 50 lakhs in the bank and I have a deposit slip. But the bank is not going to ask you, sir, please tell us where we should invest your money. Bank is going to ask you. Does the bank take permission from you where to put your money? No. So your money is used for sinful activities. And your children will be used for working for sinful companies. So you lose control over your children when you put them in the hostel. You lose control over the money when you put it in the bank or share market or whatever it is. And the last thing, with due apologies, when you send your wife to work, you lose her. If your wife goes to work, you are no more the controller. So your wife is gone, your children are gone, your money is gone, you are ready to take sannyas. There is a famous t-shirt. It says, no job. Next line says, no money. Therefore, no girlfriend. And therefore, no worries. Top line says, no job, no money. No job, no money means no girlfriend. So no job, no money, no girlfriend, no worries. So infection means, that is why Mahaprabhu said, Nadanam, Najanam, Nasundarim, Kavitam, Va, Jagadisha, Kamiye. This is infection. Jnananjana Shalakaya. But unfortunately, after getting your eyes opened, the Maya is so powerful, it closes your eyes again. So the spiritual master keeps opening one eye, the Maya is closing the other eye. The spiritual master opening the other eye and Maya is closing this eye. That brings me to the point that the modern so-called liberated intellectuals, they speak as if they are speaking philosophy by talking about equality, gender equality, racial equality, language equality, as if they are speaking from Bhagavad Gita. Even Sarva Dharma Samabhav. So they speak as if they understand what Krishna means by Pandita Samadarshana. It's a very popular concept. Why are you making difference? Why are you making difference? Why are you doing this? But we have the second aparad to consider the names of demigods to be equal and independent of Lord Krishna.
So when demigods are not equal to Krishna, right there equality is finished. They cannot be independent, separated and equal. If the demigods cannot be equal, how can human beings can be equal? So that equality what they are talking about is only in a matter of a political discourse. In spiritual discourse, such equality is not recommended. Because Krishna says, Maya aprutta jnana asunam bhava mastuta. Namang duskritano muda prabhadyante naradhama. Maya aprutta jnana asunam bhava mastuta. Krishna says, He is the Supreme Lord. He says, these four people do not approach me. Where is the question of, and he says, papayonayo. And then he says, Artho Artati Jigyashu Jnani, they can approach me. But they are also not guaranteed to last. So he is making so many differences. Then that Yanti Deva Vrta Devan Putri Yanti Pritarvityan. Where is the equality in that? Krishna is making specific statement. Only those who worship me come to me. So where is the question of equality? It is simply a political gimmick. Equal vision with equivocal division. Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam. Where is equality? That is equal opportunity, not equality. There is equal. Equal opportunity, but not equality. So chaturvarnyam, okay, anybody can become a Brahmin. You don't have to be born in a Brahmin caste. So that is equal opportunity. So there are two things that bewilders us. The political discourse and the economic discourse. This completely occupies modern society's mind. Political discourse and economic discourse. Therefore, in spiritual life, one should give up political interest. And one should give up economic interest. But that doesn't mean you have to be poverty ridden. Nowhere it is said one should be poverty ridden. One should not be materially affected. Materially infected. Even if we say all of us are equal, all of us are equally having four defects. That is where equality is. We are all equal in having the four defects. But spiritual life means to come out of those four defects. Cheating tendency, illusion, committing mistakes, and imperfect senses. But does anybody believe this? That human beings have these four defects outside of ISKCON, outside of this Brahma Bhada Gaudiya Sampradaya? I was not aware of this at all. I never knew anything about those four defects. Even though, again and again, it is happening in the world. But I was not conscious that we are all infected by these four defects. I was not conscious. Even after becoming devotees, these four defects are still there. Not that they have gone. So, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, it is for people who do not understand Krishna consciousness. Vairagya Vidya, that is the actual process of Bhakti Yoga. But naturally, if one does not come to Krishna, you cannot expect him to develop Vairagya. It's not possible. Even after coming to Krishna consciousness, it's not that easy to be fully renounced. It's not possible. Prabhupada, he wholeheartedly supported anyone who took to Krishna consciousness, and he demonstrated how much he loved his disciples. The equal vision only in a Vaishnava society is useful. So Prabhupada, regarding men and women, children, grihasthas, brahmacharis, sannyasis. In our society, Prabhupada gave equal vision. Within our society. He didn't make distinction between a sannyasi devotee and a lady devotee. That equal vision Prabhupada maintained. So once, on the stage, Prabhupada wanted to show, she asked one of his lady disciples, you know, these people have learned Vedic knowledge, they have. So he asked this lady disciple to recite Isopanishad verses. Actually, all the mantras were not known to her. But nevertheless, Prabhupada told her, you recite. So he chanted mantra 1. She chanted mantra 2. She chanted mantra 3. She chanted mantra 4. She chanted mantra 5. And after that, she didn't know. Prabhupada stopped her when she finished at the 5th mantra, she stopped her. And said, see, my disciples have come to India and they are learning Vedic knowledge. They are learning Vedic culture. So one person said, Swamiji, it is true. They are reciting this Upanishad, Isopanishad verses. But her pronunciation was not perfect. What you are saying? Her pronunciation is not? Prabhupada said, but her renunciation is perfect. So when Prabhupada said her renunciation is perfect, he had no answer. How much Prabhupada loves, how much he maintains equal vision. So Prabhupada maintains equal vision, but that equal vision requires prerequisite. That you be part of the Krishna conscious movement, then you will get equal vision. In the outside world, it is dog eat dog, no matter how much equal they are. It's actually obnoxious. It's an amazing trick of Kali Yuga. In the name of getting independent, we have become more westernized. Now our goal is from bullock cart to bullet train. What's our goal? From bullock cart to? And for the bullet train, we don't have money. So we are begging for money also. We are begging for knowledge, technology also. And we are telling Mera Bharat Mahan. And what is the use of the bullet train? Prabhupada made a wonderful statement about modern transportation. So Prabhupada said, the dog is running on 4 feet and a man is going on 4 wheels of a car. Man is running on the 4 wheels of the car and the dog is running on 4 feet. He said the purpose is same. Eating, sleeping, waiting, defending. So that's not improvement. You are only doing what the dog is doing. You are a polished animal. So Vedic culture cuts through all that. Therefore Prabhupada says, wonderful conclusion for this purport. When one is freed from all results of sinful activities, one will be purified and with a healthy mind, completely cleansed, he will increasingly make progress in Krishna consciousness. Somebody made a statement, one should work very hard to go to hell. But to go to Vaikuntha, you simply have to follow 4 rules and regulations and chant Hare Krishna. You don't have to do anything more. And Prabhupada gives his final recommendation for the hippies. Angira brought Narada Muni to instruct the king Chitraketu. These instructions were extremely effective. Anyone who follows in the footsteps of Narada Muni is certainly a pure devotee. Jaya Shri Radha Rasmaya Vishaka ki jaya Shri Lakshmi Ram Nanji ki jaya Gauri Nitya Panch Tattva ki jaya Chalo Prabhupada ki jaya. Shri Narada Muni He demolishes the entire modern society just in one sentence. Entire modern society, including the mobile, he destroys in one sentence. Narada Muni. He says, Stri Dana Nastika Charitam Nasravaniyam. You know, in South Indian culture, after the puja, the tulasi is taken. Most of us, we take the tulasi and put it in our mouth. Tulasi is more often taken and put inside the ear. Sometimes on top of the ear, sometimes inside the ear. So, I read that Tulasi Mahatmya book. In that it was said, why tulasi should be kept on the ear or inside the ear? Can you take a guess why it should be kept? Tulasi is the gatekeeper. She will not allow any mundane sound to enter the ears of a Vaishnava. Tulasi keeps the security of information. All mundane information she will stop. That is the purpose of putting Tulasi here. Stri Dana Nastika Charitam Nashravaniyam. No Bollywood and no share bazaar and no politics. A devotee should avoid these three things: Bollywood, share bazaar and politics. Stri Dana Nastika Charitam Na Shravaniyam. That is purification. That is getting free from infection. I think we should have a whole bunch of tulsi leaves in our ear, not one. Maybe we should make a garland of tulsi and put it around our head. And what to do with the eyes? So the senses are not going to be under our control when the mind is running after these things. It is foolish to try to control the senses and leave the mind free. That is what the modern culture says. You know what is the funny thing about modern world? They say you should not do anything illegal, but you can do everything immoral. Can you understand this? You should not do anything illegal, but you are free to do everything immoral. What do you say immoral in Hindi? And illegal? And then you want me to speak in Hindi and you don't know Hindi. It is impossible if your life is full of immoral behavior and you will be doing everything legal. This is what the demons recommend. Demons recommend this day in and day out. Do all immoral things, but don't do anything illegal. How is it possible? Therefore, we have scam after scam. It will take you more than 2 hours every day to know what are the latest scams. Don't think it takes 2 hours to chant your rounds. If you want to follow what is happening in the modern world, it will also take you more than 2 hours. Who is going to change everything? There is no one. The only hope is Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. He was so bold to go to the West. And he came exactly at the right time to exactly the right group of people. It spread like wildfire.
there are more than, at least as far as I know, there are more than 7 or 8 individual biographies about Prabhupada. Like Miracle on the Second Avenue, Servant of the Servant, My Glorious Master, Hare Krishna Diary, When the Sun Rises, Radha Damodar Vilas, Swamiji, The Blazing Sadhus. 35 individual books about Prabhupada. And Prabhupada Lilamrita. It is very strange that with so much support, we still feel we are a minority. Why should we feel like that? There is so much support. We are minority in the sense, okay, our goal is more or less decided. Today or tomorrow, we have to surrender to Krishna. That is clear. We are only taking our time, but our goal is fixed. But for the common people, they don't have that advantage. Mukti hitva anyata rupam swarupena vyavastiti. Swarupena vyavastiti. That is the final, ultimate achievement, swarupena vyavastiti. But it's a long process to come there. So, it is no wonder Chitraketu, when he was attached to his child, he could not renounce. By hook or crook, he had to give up that attachment. Then he became frustrated. Then he was ready to listen to Narada Muni. Therefore, Angira Muni brought Narada Muni at the right situation. So, we should not feel when Krishna acts in a way which we don't feel comfortable, we should not feel Krishna is against us. He is looking for our ultimate benefit. It's a painful process. But we should have enough understanding. At the end of this process is the ultimate achievement, is the ultimate goal. Swarupena vyavastiti. And the whole Vedic knowledge, Vedic culture, Vedic association, it is to bring us to this Swarupena Vyavasthiti. The Mayavadis cannot do it. The Bogis cannot do it. The Sunyavadis cannot do it. The Nirvisheshavadis cannot do it. The mundane scholars cannot do it. Prabhupada writes in one place, university degrees are not helpful. You know, there was one time, Marshall and Franklin College in America, one time they gave a proposal to Prabhupada. They wanted to give Prabhupada accommodation in their university and Prabhupada to take some classes for the students. Prabhupada also said, okay. Prabhupada said, I will have to give 1 or 2 hours lecture, then rest of the time I can concentrate on my writing. Prabhupada was to become the faculty of Marshall and Franklin College. Everything was set. Prabhupada was just have to go there. The last minute Prabhupada cancelled it. And he wanted to send his representative. And they did not want to take a representative. You know, this university, Maha Abhidyalaya. What? It says, this Upanishad says very clearly, one is a knowledge of ignorance and one is the knowledge of truth. Vidyamsta Abhidyamsta Ubayo.
So initially you are allowed to study both. But if you are smart, you will give up avidya and you will pursue vidya. But it's not an easy thing to do. Therefore, purity is available when you associate with such persons. Even though that knowledge is available in the book will not make you pure if you do not have the association of such pure Vaishnavas and service to them. So we have to have both. We have to have association of the book. We have to have association of the pure devotees. We have to do both. And that brings us to the point that we should not just have a good time with people of same level. Sometimes, you know, we think that, okay, we are all Vaishnavas, you know. So what's the problem? No. For actual development, you have to associate with somebody who is on a, with a higher realization. That is actual process of progress. You have to associate with people with higher realization in Krishna consciousness. So therefore, one should surrender to the spiritual master and one should associate with sadhus who you should be able to see that they are more advanced. Otherwise, you will be just having fun time with each other and there won't be real progress. So that, in order to save time, one should actually have be very, very careful and spend more time in service to better qualified devotees. That is very important. But at the same time, one should maintain friendliness with all other devotees and be compassionate and kind to people who have just come to Krishna consciousness. It's a practical way of developing pure devotion. So if everybody wants to associate with people who are more realized, everybody will make progress. So we have such a big society, just like it is said, how does a mother-in-law teach the daughter-in-law? The mother-in-law teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. Mother-in-law teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. Like that, Prabhupada has given. And whoever has followed Prabhupada nicely, we should follow them. So we get the same training. So that is up to your discrimination. You have to be knowledgeable and understand and serve. Tatvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Sevaya. Upadeshantira jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. So we cannot compromise. We have to follow Tattvadarshi. We cannot choose our company. Then you won't make progress. So Chitraketu, luckily he had Angiramuni coming to him. And through Angiramuni, he got the mercy of Naradamuni. See the interesting thing. Angiramuni did not handle the case. Can we say he was not qualified? Maybe he was qualified, but he didn't handle the case. What did he do? He brought Narada Muni. So that is the principle of higher association. So no matter how much we think we are advanced, we should always bring people to those who we personally consider more advanced. Only with that direction we should engage the others. We should bring them. Not only we should approach a pure devotee, we should help others also to approach a pure devotee. We should be the via media of bringing people. That is the very purpose of book distribution, to bring people to Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, he's in the center of this movement and he's the focus of this movement.
Prabhupada is in the center of the movement and he is the everyone's focus. Therefore, he is called the founder Acharya. Prabhupada. So, Prabhupada has given the guarantee that this movement will go on for next 10,000 years. Based on the founder Acharya's establishment, the 10,000 years is not going to happen if you don't maintain the establishment the way Prabhupada wants. You have to establish. Prabhupada said this is Krishna's establishment. There's a wonderful statement by Prabhupada, an amazing statement. Prabhupada says, 2 plus 2 is 4, 5 plus 5 is 10, Krishna plus everything is Vrindavan. 2 plus 2 is 4, 5 plus 5 is 10, Krishna plus everything is Vrindavan. But the modern world is no Krishna. So it's very simple. There are only two things. Always remember Krishna. Never forget Krishna. All our rules and regulations are servants of these two rules. So Prabhupada is such a person who always remembers Krishna. He never forgets Krishna. Therefore his movement is called Krishna Conscious Movement. And anyone who joins wholeheartedly, sincerely serves. Prabhupada says, anyone who follows in the footsteps of Narada Muni is certainly a pure devotee. I would like to stop here and I have to take some. Is there enough time? A few minutes? How much time? 5 minutes. So, thank you very much for giving this opportunity to remember Srila Prabhupada and glorify him. Today we also have a meeting to discuss about Srila Prabhupada's founding of ISKCON in US almost 50 years ago. So there will be a discussion today in the conference hall. What we should do to glorify ISKCON and through ISKCON to glorify Prabhupada. And glorify Prabhupada and through Prabhupada glorify ISKCON. So it's going to be a very wonderful challenge for the next decade, next 10 years. We should lay some plans. Just like Karmis, they plan. Karmis very meticulously plan. So we should plan for the next 10 years. How we should position ISKCON, how we should position Prabhupada. So I request all of you to kindly read that thing on the notice board on the lobby. There are 14 points about Prabhupada. And all of us should be able to present Prabhupada the way he is described there. So, any questions if you have, you can ask. There was one devotee who was trying to ask me yesterday something. I told him to be here and ask that. I don't know whether he's here or not. Okay. Grantharashmat Bhagdam ki jai, Shila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhaktavrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande.